And Joey James Sawyers with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, July 5. Coming up, Exim Bank partners with JMA to launch loan facility. Government satisfied with Jamaica's ranking in U.S. Trafficking in Persons report and several initiatives planned to improve fisheries sector. The details after the break.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memorize up, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The Export-Import Exim Bank has partnered with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, to launch a loan facility which provides short-term financing to micro and small manufacturers who are members of the JMA. Under the initiative, JMA members who have been in business for at least 2 years and are tax compliant may access up to $1.5 million. The loans will be calculated on the reducing balance. Chief Officer for Loan Administration at the Exim Bank, Charles Lewis, says the loans can be used to secure financing for a wide range of activities.
The facilities available for working capital, receivables financing, it can also be used for purposes like marketing expenses, and those working capital loans are available for 180 days, which can also be used for medium-term financing to purchase light equipment, and those loans are for 36 months.
Loan beneficiaries are also able to access entrepreneurial assistance and technical support from the Exim Bank under its Business Advisory Services facility. The government has expressed satisfaction with the U.S. State Department's 2016 Trafficking in Persons report, which ranks Jamaica at the Tier 2 level. The report stated that although Jamaica does not fully comply with the minimum standards of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, significant efforts are being made to bring the country into compliance. Chairman of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says the government remains committed to the fight against human trafficking.
We accept the ranking, though we will not rest back on it, because the task force's objective and goal is to be at Tier 1. That is our interest, that is our obligation to the people of Jamaica and anyone who chooses to be on our shores at any time.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The report outlines that among the positive steps taken by the government in the past year is securing 2 convictions, the prosecution of 9 trafficking cases against 14 alleged traffickers, and the development of a national action plan for 2015 to 2018. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda has announced several initiatives and priority programs to be pursued by the government to expand and improve the fisheries sector. Mr. Samuda says these will include the development and refinement of the national fisheries policy and enactment of a new fisheries legislation. Other initiatives include new income-generating opportunities for artisanal fishers using small-scale projects, the establishment of an ornamental fish project, and the development of new fisheries. Additionally, Minister Samuda says the Fish Sanctuary program continues to be a success, with reports of increases in the number and size of fish. He adds that the ministry also continues to work with other stakeholders to improve the sanitary conditions and management of the Pedro Keys. And the Abilities Foundation is now the testing site for Microsoft Literacy Certification for persons with disabilities. Microsoft Digital Literacy is an essential computing skills curriculum that builds basic knowledge and concepts about computers. Course topics include computer basics and the Internet. Managing Director of the Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says 21 students sat and successfully completed tests at the site in January. She says Sutherland Global Services approached the Abilities Foundation to become its testing site for members of the disabled community who expressed interest in working with the entity.
This certification, it doesn't mean that they have a direct foot in Sutherland Global, the call center. However, it gives them an edge when they go for an interview and they can hand their certificate and say, I'm proficient in all Microsoft applications. And what we have found are that employers are looking at that certification.
In addition to being the testing site, persons with disabilities can also access training in Microsoft literacy at the Abilities Foundation. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.